Some audio clips from Book of Peter Dan, The Spiritual World. Contents. Visions of the Spiritual World. Introduction. 1. Encountering the Spiritual World. 2. Activities in the Spiritual World. 3. The Free Will of Man. 4. Mysteries of the Spiritual World. 5. Understanding the Eternal Plan of God. Introduction. It is not possible to describe the glory and various areas of the spiritual world in human language without bringing, by the use of earth language, a percentage of inaccuracy. Neither can anyone who has an encounter or visions of the spiritual world claim to have visited every aspect of that glorious world. The spiritual world consists of more varying aspects than all the nations, cultures, civilizations of earth of every known and unknown age and time put together. All these would be less than one atom of a drop of water in an ocean the size of the entire known universe. There are multiples of creations of God in various dimensions and universes that would take eternities to explore. For this reason, many of those who have true spiritual experiences of the spiritual world, whether for a brief time or through extended encounters, bring only a small microscopic view of the spiritual realm and life after death. It is thus an error for anyone with those experiences to think that their encounter is all of what the spiritual world is like and start building doctrines or dogma as to what the true spiritual world is like. Having clarified the above points, I have tried to summarize in this book the aspects of the spiritual world which were experienced primarily through various spiritual experiences in March 2006, which began during the 40-day partial fast in February 2006, which I have done annually for 30 years. The fast of February 2006 happened to be my 30th annual 40-day fast, and continued almost on a daily basis even after the conclusion of the fast. Having done that many fasts before, I was settling into the joy of seeking God, not really expecting anything dramatic to take place, but just wanting to minister to the Lord and, as always in the annual 40-day fast, rededicating my life to the service of God. The purpose for the writing of this book is to prepare others for the spiritual world in which every one of us will one day be living when we depart from this earth. The possibilities for spiritual progress while we are still in our earthly body are far greater, by millions of percentage points, than when we physically die and enter the spiritual world. For those who are walking with God, the possibilities for progress in the next world are also as great, if not greater, in the sense that it can lead to growth into the fullest dimension of God's being unhindered by the physical body. This book is also written for those who have partial encounters in the spiritual world, lest they develop the wrong dogma as to what the spiritual world is like from their brief encounter. Please note that it is not possible to put down everything that has been experienced into this one book. It is important to also note that this is only my personal and subjective perspective gained through experiences in the spiritual world. After the experiences in the spirit world, I did research on some of those areas shown to me, both spiritual and scientific, and I have mentioned some of the authors whose books I have read, especially scientific ones. I have also re-examined the Bible in the light of those experiences and critiqued my own experiences from the scriptures. I have been asked by some as to who else has seen the spiritual world similar to what I saw. I am sure that there are many others, but one that I know of, who has a book written of his experiences, is Sadhu Sundar Singh in his book on the spiritual world. It is important to establish all revelation through the written word of God, but it is comforting to know that one is not alone in these revelations of the spiritual world. Please also note that just reading through this book once intellectually does not mean that you might have got the full sense and understanding of what I am attempting to convey. One of the laws of the spirit is that one can only receive at the level of where one is spiritually. Thus, there are some things that you might have missed getting the spiritual understanding of until you reread this book after receiving some spiritual experiences. In some places, I have struggled for hours to compose a single descriptive sentence of the spiritual world in human language, while in others whole paragraphs would just flow. I urge the reader to please read this book carefully and prayerfully. My prayers are that those who read this book would be enabled to progress further in their spiritual development, both in this physical world and in the spiritual world. Peter Dan. 8th of March 2007. 1. Encountering the spiritual world. Age and characteristics. The spiritual body is of a youthful appearance. There is no old age. Children and infants entering the spirit world grow to adult maturity, but in a far shorter time than they would in earth time. Spiritual maturity can be discerned in the countenance and light of a spiritual body. The spiritual body can also expand or contract, but not in the same sense as it does in the physical world. The maximum size, however, is limited by the level of advancement in the spiritual spheres. One island not necessarily the same height as one was in the physical world. Most of the time through spiritual growth, not always true of all aspects of growth, there are myriads of different areas of spiritual growth in the spiritual realm, each producing different radiance, with some aspects producing expansion size of the spiritual body capability. One's being is greater in size, height and proportional wise, but one can still take the form of those of the lower spheres at a height or image that is recognizable and visible to those of the lower spheres. There is a translucence of the spiritual body, but it is a solidness and lightness of spiritual substance. Light emanates from the spiritual body. Clothing. All of the spirits in the spiritual realm have garments and clothes covering them, but those of the lower and darker spheres appear to be in their naked spiritual body. And those lower still than these dark realms have naked spiritual bodies, which are so altered that they appear ugly and do not even look human. The spirits in the highest realms have the brightest garments. The aura or light of these garments emanates from the mind of each spirit being. The aura or light that is emanated forms the spiritual garment for the spirit body. At physical death, spirits are still dominated by the earthly influences of the mind and thus produce the particular earthly fashions of the spiritual garments that clothe their spirit bodies, but as the spirit matures and learns control of their mind and the spiritual forces at their disposal, they gain more control of their spiritual garments. The intensity or radiant brightness of their garments is still governed by their growth into higher spheres. In the spiritual world, there are more colors than we can see in the physical realm, not just 7 colors of the rainbow and their intermediate states, but thousands of ranges of colors. The character, strengths, weaknesses and development of the spirit being are reflected in the color and brightness of their garments. In the spirit world, everyone manifests in full and clear view to all their spiritual qualities and exact development level of their spiritual life in their spiritual body and in their spiritual clothing. Even on the earth, humans whose spirits are pure have a radiant light that shines around them like a garment. This is invisible to the physical earth but is visible to the spiritual world. Those whose hearts are evil have a dark mist that surrounds them. The greater the purity of heart and life, the brighter the light, the greater the evil in the heart, the greater the darkness that surrounds a human. Clothing that is made in the spiritual sphere has textures and hues taken from the quality of the spiritual state of the wearer. Each particular sphere has its own unique tint of color according to the occupation, interests, bend of mind, gifting or wisdom and knowledge of its inhabitants. Language. Communication is via thoughts and spirit impressions. In the spirit realm, one can understand perfectly all the spoken languages of the earth. This understanding is not directly through knowledge of the language itself, but rather the meaning and thoughts of the speaker are communicated directly and telepathically. God does not speak in human language, even though we seem to hear God in the language that we are conversant with in earthly life. There is no language good enough or great enough for God to express himself through. All human language created by humans is insufficient for the creator of all life. When we hear God speak in a human language, it is because our spirits understand it in a manner beyond language and then conveys it to our soul in a language that we have acquired during our earthly life. Spirit-to-spirit communication is beyond language. It is like deep calling unto deep, 1 Corinthians 2:10, 11, Romans 8:26, 27. It is like an impartation of experience and knowledge, or like the transfer of data from one computer to another, except that this computer illustration lacks the transfer of the full experience and senses involved with the subject matter. One instantly knows. The word know is limiting here because it also involves the process of actually experiencing the knowledge, what is communicated. The further one progresses spiritually, one does not need even any earthly language thoughts to communicate, then would pass away the last shreds of the limiting earthly habit of human language. There is a sense of knowing that is beyond the physical world. When you pick up a flower in heaven and desire to look at it, to analyze it, you actually seem to become the flower and know everything about the flower because you have experienced being a flower. When you meet another person, and desire to know about the person, you seem to become the person and be able to know everything about that person. There is a limitation with sentient spirit beings with free will. This special and supernatural knowing is only possible with the free will consent of one another. The Apostle Paul is speaking about this realm when he said that we shall know as we are known, 1 Corinthians 13:12. This sense of being able to become what you want to know, without actually becoming the object, is an instantaneous knowledge infusion which includes not only objective knowledge but all subjective and perspective knowledge. Thus everyone understands everyone else perfectly. Spoken language is still used more for the beauty and music in the differences of communication and for special areas of purposeful creations through the working of the Holy Spirit. Light. In the spiritual world, the only light that lights up the entire universe is the light of Christ that shines from His throne. This light does not cast any shadows but rather flows right through all living creatures in the spiritual realm. Even the light of the brightest angels is the refraction of the light of Christ. Those who are on the earth spheres do not see the light of Christ all the time because in the spiritual world you need the same equivalent spiritual level to see in that same level of spiritual light. From time to time, the light of Christ would shine according to the needs of individuals in the earth sphere, but the visibility of that glorious light has to be diminished according to the level of the individual. However, the presence of Christ is always there without the individual spirit, who is not developed to the higher glory, realizing it. This light is also the very means by which all life in every sphere is sustained and nourished. The light of the spiritual world is different from the physical sunlight that the material earth has. It is interpenetrating and shines through the physical realm. Thus, when we look at a human being from the spiritual realm, we do not really see the physical body. It appears like a mist or envelope, although this also depends on the spiritual development of the spirit. Those who are still earthbound see the material realm as a solid. The well-developed spirits of the higher spirit realm see right into the spirit and soul of humans. Sight. The spiritual world has its own substance, and just as the spiritual world is invisible to us, our material world is more or less like a mist to those in the spiritual realm, with the exception of spirits in the lowest earth spheres whose basic character and mind is still very much earth-based. When the spirit world looks at this material earth, it primarily sees only the spiritual aspects of the earth, the spirits of humans and the spirit life that sustains the material world. The material world is almost invisible to the spirit realm, especially to those of the highest sphere. The material world is only temporary, and its temporariness is visible, like a mist, to those in the spiritual world. The light of God shines through Christ, who sits on the throne in the highest realm and lights up all of the universe and the spiritual spheres around the earth. Those who are highest in spiritual development see Christ in His full glory, while to those in lowest development, His appearance is like the sun shining upon them. Unlike the sun, the spiritual light from Jesus shines through all objects, and when a spiritual being radiates with light, it is because the light refracts through the spirit being. All the light of everything in the spiritual world come from Christ at the throne on high. The reason why spirits of the lowest realm cannot perceive or see this light is not because it is not there, but rather that their own spiritual blindness has prevented them from seeing this light. Like a blind man born without proper eyes, their spiritual eyes are not yet developed to see the light of Christ which ever shines through all His creation. Thus to them, all is darkness save the light of angelic help which they receive. The light of Christ, which shines to and through all, casts no shadows. Memory and the mind. All the memories of the earth life are remembered by every spirit that leaves its earthly body. Memory is stored in the mind of the soul rather than in the human physical brain. The brain is only one of the sensations of mind. All the cells of the physical body also have their center of sensation of mind. Self-awareness is a sensation of mind from the soul. When the spirit of man rules the soul, there is a sensation of mind from the spirit realm. When the spirit, soul and body of an individual are in disharmony, there are opposing sensations of mind occurring in the mind of the soul, causing conflicts within an individual. Romans 7:22-25. We are to allow the spirit to rule their mind rather than the physical realm. Romans 8:5. We need to separate the sensations of mind that are of the spirit from the sensations of mind that are of the soul and of the body. Hebrews 4:12. The memory is more intense in the spiritual world than in the physical world, because memory recall involves a total experience of every detail of the memory and not just the flitting thought of an event. Thus, while peace, love and joy can be thousands of times more intensely experienced, suffering can also be equally magnified. The healing unconditional love of Jesus and of our Father God brings a great restoration of the soul and spirit through the blood of Jesus. There are many trees, plants and waters of the paradises of the various spheres of heaven that bring restoration and growth to the souls marred by their earthly experiences. Revelation 22:1-2. Thoughts. Thoughts are creative in the spiritual realm. All spiritual beings emanate spiritual light through their thoughts. The light that is emanated reveals the various strengths of the spirit being, the various areas of perfections, the various areas of perfection, the various areas of differentiation and characteristics, etc. Light in the spirit world is like blood. Here we are not referring to physical light made up of photons, but rather spiritual light made up of the life and substance that flows from God Himself through the Word, our Lord Jesus. In the physical world, life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. In the spiritual world, life is in the light, John 1:4. All our thoughts on this earth emanate light or darkness according to our inner spiritual life, Matthew 6:22-23. All our words uttered, which are the vocal expression of our thought life, flow accordingly with the light of our thoughts. And just as it is possible to analyze physical blood to diagnose the strengths or weaknesses of the physical body, it is also possible to diagnose the strengths or weaknesses of our spirit man from the light that emanates from our spiritual life. Thoughts from the spiritual world of light can sometimes be felt by those who are sensitive to them on the earth. They radiate and inspire the thoughts of the people on the earth to higher realms through the work of the Holy Spirit. The thoughts of evil spirits who live in the spheres of darkness also influence and affect the thoughts of those who lean towards darkness. How much these thoughts can influence humans depends on the inner strength and character of each human heart. Light attracts light and darkness attracts darkness. It is the free choice of all humans to which realm of thought influence they yield to. The effect of thoughts from the spheres of the spiritual realm on the present physical earth is more extensive than humans realize. These, combined with the actual work of angels and saints on the earth as opposed to the work of evil spirits on the earth, cause the activities that are on the physical earth. The invisible continues to influence the physical world in an astonishingly great manner. Good and holy thoughts of those who live on earth can be seen in the spiritual world like a light that radiates from us in various colors. By the means of this light, our inner natures can be discerned. The analysis of this luminance that flows from the character of our thoughts can reveal all our strengths and weaknesses. Through it, God and angelic spirits are able to see what areas in our lives still need help and which bad areas need to be changed. When we leave our physical bodies and live in the spirit world, our whole spiritual body will radiate light, revealing our strengths and our weaknesses. No one can hide who they are in the spirit world, for it would be plain for all to see each person's character, strengths or weaknesses through the light they radiate. The characters that are dominant become reflected in our spiritual clothing, which classifies us to our respective spheres. Actions and reactions, predestination and free choice. In the spiritual world, one can see the ultimate result of each thought and action. They ripple through space and time, causing the results that we see in the physical earth. Every human that is born into the earth becomes part of the thoughts, actions, and reactions of the totality of thought and spiritual forces, good or bad, released since the creation of the earth. Not all the evil or suffering in the world is caused directly by first choice of the individual. The majority of it is caused by the ripple effect of the thoughts and decisions of others preceding the individual. Whole communities, cities and countries are gripped by the strongest ripple, more like it building to a tsunami wave, of forces that influence people on the earth. The whole earth looks like an ocean of ripples and waves of forces ebbing and flowing according to each new action and reaction of the human race. Positive or negative forces of influence sweep over entire communities, cities or countries from time to time. Every sin causes more suffering for the entire human race, and every righteous thought and loving act releases a power that lifts the whole human race. In spite of this strong invisible influence that grips every new human born to the earth, there is still the power of free choice given to each one. If the humans by free choice choose to understand the existence of this spiritual world and yield to the power available through the Holy Spirit, the negative effects of these forces are powerless in their lives. It does not take much to open themselves to the spiritual forces available for their aid. Even the smallest cry for help, the weakest prayer of an unregenerate human, releases positive change to the spiritual forces that ebb and flow into their lives. God answers both the prayers of those who love Him and even those who hate Him but cry for His help in their need. Great is the mercy and love of our Father God. Even the slightest inclination of heart towards love and goodness releases a measure of help from the Holy Spirit. Humans who do not open themselves to the power of help from the spiritual world become weak and susceptible to existing forces preceding them. They are too weak to counter the effect of the negative forces present in the human race. All humans need help from outside themselves. Even those who thought that they had succeeded by their own strength and capacity received help from the spiritual world without them knowing it. There is no possibility of success in the physical world against the tide of forces that ebb and flow against the human race. Without aid from the spiritual world, no one can overcome. Those who through heart, thought and action choose to continually reject help from the spiritual world in the end succumb to these forces and are destroyed, eventually losing their physical lives prematurely. Every human is born with the potential for goodness and greatness, John 1-9. Whether one is well known or unknown, of great visible influence or of little visible influence, everyone is powerful in contributing to the forces that affect the entire human race. An insignificant little life could be very important in the spiritual world because of what the impact that life may have 20 generations later in word, deed or action, etc. Everyone born onto the earth has a powerful world influence. Unfortunately, many do not open themselves to their spiritual destinies. No human lives and leaves this earth without contributing to the tides of forces influencing the whole human race, whether positive or negative. Those who do not yield to the forces of goodness and love become destroyed by forces of darkness that are attracted to the darkness they allow in their hearts. All humans are like magnets that constantly, by their free choice of thought and heart, attract to themselves forces of good or bad which work for them or against them. No matter how weak they think they are, by choosing the right thing in their heart of hearts, they release forces of good that would gradually overcome all the power of evil assailing against them. One small loving thought or action can fell a tsunami of evil forces. Evil spirits are powerless against the love of God. Perfect love casts out fear, 1 John 4:18. When a person is influenced to do evil or wrong things, it is because they attract evil spirits to themselves by their own evil desires. To be tempted is not wrong, but to entertain the temptation and allow it to produce an evil desire in our lives is wrong. This evil desire attracts evil spirits who then entice us to do evil. The desire is our choice, the enticing is the encouragement received from evil spirits to do evil. Each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed, James 1:14. Thus it is important never to allow wrong or evil desires to form in our heart. They attract evil spirits to our lives who will cause us to sin. The free choice is still ours. We must stop sin at its temptation stage and not allow it to grow into the desire stage. When our heart is pure and no wrong desires exist, not a single evil spirit can stand in our presence. Angels and all the heavenly hosts are attracted to our lives and encamped around us. A pure heart of love is the greatest asset in the spiritual world. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Emotions and evil desires. Emotions are visible like a fire in the spirit world. Wrong emotions of hate, lust and anger stir up and attract evil spirits like filth attracting flies. Ephesians 4:26-27, Matthew 5:22. Passionate agape love is like a bright light in the spirit man that lights up the darkness and draws ministering spirits together to the service of the individual. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear the Lord, Psalm 34:7. One should be careful of allowing negative emotions to dominate one's life. Only the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness and temperance should be allowed to remain in our character, Galatians 5:22, 23. It is clearly visible in the spiritual world whether one is cold, or lukewarm or hot and has the first love for the Lord Jesus, Revelation 2-4, 3:16. People unwittingly are used by evil spirits when they are in a fit of anger or some other strong negative emotion. They innocently become direct instruments of evil without realizing it. Evil spirits literally have a field day causing destruction and mayhem upon the earth through their physical bodies. They also use them to influence other innocent humans to do evil. Those whose lives are run permanently by negative emotions became sadly the permanent habitations of demons who draw more and more of their kinds to dominate and possess more innocent humans. We need to be careful of uncontrolled negative human emotions because one can easily cross the line between human emotions into uncontrolled emotions which allow evil spirits to work, Ephesians 4:26, 27. Fierce-looking evil spirits and horrible hideous evil spirits ascend out from the depths of darkness underneath the earth and are magnetically attracted to the strong evil emotions and desires of the humans. Under normal circumstances, they cannot dwell on the earth plane, but the darkness of the human desire draws them to him and their domination causes chaos and destruction through the circle of humans affected by the evil emotion and desire. They cannot remain long, for when the dark desire and emotion is weakened, the bond that attracts them to the surface of the earth is broken and they descend again into the deep darkness underneath the earth. At times in societies where an entire community, city or country is taken by a deep set of dark emotional outbursts, feelings of hate or anger that dominate them, it is like the gates of hell are let loose and all manner of evil-looking spirits are attracted out from the deep darkness underneath the earth and dominate the entire community or society, causing humans under their power to do their bidding like possessed zombies destroying everything in their path. This sometimes happens when a society has experienced deep-seated oppression and injustice for a long time. The undercurrent of pent-up indignation and anger bursts like a volcanic eruption and attracts the worst kind of evil spirits to the earth plane. Anarchy takes place and all manner of evil and wickedness are committed by men irrationally. In society as in personal life, forgiveness is the only key to releasing the work of God and angels in a community. The thirst for revenge is not of God, it is of the devil. We must not only pray to ask God to forgive our sinful actions, we must also pray and ask God to forgive our wicked thoughts, emotions and desires. We should cultivate positive emotions in line with the fruit of the Spirit by being passionate for the things of the Spirit. Many people think that yielding to the Spirit of God is just a passive matter of letting go and doing nothing. The Holy Spirit will not work without some contribution of free will from us. We need to desire the things of the Spirit.